Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, May 16th, second show of the day for y'all. Earlier, we broke down the schedule. I did offer a little bit of a prediction for how I think things could play out. Right now, though, we're going to go through each game, break it down, and offer a record prediction, kind of a season outlook for the Jaguars in 2024. It's really way too early to be doing this. We haven't even started with OTAs and mandatory minicamp and obviously training camp. But just want to get my thoughts down here as to where I think this Jaguar season could go, you know, as of May. We have had the main portions of the offseason acquisitions, right? You've already had the draft. You had the first and second wave of free agency. We're going to take a look at where I think the Jaguars are at this point and where I think that that will land them in the 2024 season. So really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Again, thanks so much for being here. So we're going to roll through this schedule, talk about each game individually, and then kind of take a look at some broader, bigger picture type ideas here. I think at Miami in week one, to me, that's a loss. They are just too good too early in the season, right? They come out scorched earth usually with this offense, you know, the speed that they have, and they only added more speed to this offense during the offseason. They did lose some big pieces in the trenches, but this is a team that kind of doesn't value trench play as much, especially on the offensive line. They just want to get the ball out quickly on offense. They want to get it into the hands of their playmakers, and they have as many playmakers as anyone in the league, and they only further fortified that during this offseason, during the draft. They went speed heavy, playmaker heavy, right? So I think that the Dolphins in Miami, week one, that's a tough matchup. I have the Jaguars falling to the Dolphins. Then week two against the Browns, I have the Jaguars winning that football game. It's a revenge game for the Jaguars from last year, who went up to Cleveland. They really needed a win, a team that was kind of starting to feel the pressure, feel the fact that they were very injured. Trevor Lawrence was battling through injury. They needed to win a game. They couldn't do it. The Browns kind of handled them. I think it's a revenge game for the Jags, and I think that they're able to take care of business in Jacksonville against a Browns team that is extremely talented, but I ultimately think that with both teams at full strength, the Jaguars will be able to outscore and outpace the Browns thanks to Trevor Lawrence in this offense. Then week three at Bills, Monday Night Football, the Josh Allen Bowl. It happens again this year. Early season, I think Buffalo, I'm not going to say they're going to be vulnerable, because I still think they're going to be a good team led by one of the most dangerous quarterbacks in the NFL. But maybe they could be a little bit less dangerous than they will be down the stretch, right? I still think it's a tough matchup. I think that the Jaguars, though, with the additions that they made, which some of which come from Buffalo, right? Talking about Gabe Davis and Mitch Morse. I think that there's enough continuity in Jacksonville and enough talent in Jacksonville to where you look at the Bills, they lost a lot of talent. They're trying to replace a lot of talent. I think if you want to play the Bills, it's early in the season this year, and I think the Jaguars are able to get that one to get to 2-1 on the season. Then they travel to Houston in week four. The Jaguars in Houston, I know they won there last year. I don't see it happening this time. I think the Texans get out to a really hot start in 2024, a team that reloaded and loaded up on both sides of the football in a big way. I think the Jaguars fall to the Texans to go 2-2 in what is a really rough stretch to start the season against four AFC playoff teams, right? And then week five, Jaguars versus Colts in Jacksonville. The Colts don't win in Jacks. It's early in the year for Anthony Richardson, who's coming off the injury. I think that they're going to be a tougher team later down the stretch. The Colts will be, as long as Anthony Richardson can stay healthy. But I have the Jaguars taking care of the Colts in week five to get to 3-2. Then they travel to London. They take on the Bears at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and then they take on the Patriots at Wembley. The two rookie quarterbacks that, in my opinion, should have gone 1-2 overall, they ended up going 1-3, Caleb Williams and Drake May. The Bears, they're the tougher London opponent. I think that they're going to be a playoff-caliber football team in year one with Caleb Williams, but I think they're probably going to be better down the stretch than they are early, right? I think that this one's really kind of a coin flip for me because I do think they're improved on the defensive side of the ball. They have, in my opinion, the best wide receiver core in the league. And I think that's going to be tough for the Jaguars to stop. But overall, they're just not quite as complete or as experienced as the Jags, especially playing football games in London, where the Jaguars are very experienced at this point. So I have the Jaguars beating the Bears and then hosting the Patriots and winning that football game as well. The Patriots' defense is very tough, still very good. Drake May is very talented. Their wide receivers are better. I still don't think they have a very good offensive line. I think their wide receiver core, while better, not necessarily world beaters. I think it's going to take a little while for the Patriots to get going. I don't think it's going to be a great year for them overall. But I think that they are headed in the right direction with Drake May, with some of the moves that they have made. So the Jaguars, I know a lot of people look at that early season stretch with the four games against the AFC playoff teams, say, oh, are they going to come out 1-3? How's that going to go? I have them going 2-2 in that stretch and then winning three straight games to get to 5-2. Then this stretch after London is actually where the Jaguars really start to struggle and falter because they play, you know, again, two straight games in London. They play three of their first four games on the road. So I think that the Jaguars start to feel it a little bit here. They're looking for their bye week. They're struggling a little bit. They host the Packers in week eight. I have that being a loss after three straight wins. The Jaguars fall to Green Bay. Very good football team. Better defense, in my opinion, in 2024 than they had in 2023. They really struggled on that side of the ball. They have talent, though, on defense. They have a new defensive coordinator who's going to be more aggressive. I think that the Green Bay Packers beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Then they go to Philly, at Philly, Sunday Night Football. This really could go either way, in my opinion. I think the Eagles probably are the more talented roster on paper. Jaguars have a better quarterback, in my opinion. I think the Jaguars are better coached on the offensive side of the ball. Defensive side of the ball, Vic Fangio comes in. I think he's going to really get that defense rolling in a big way for the Eagles. I think A.J. Brown pops off in that game, and Philly wins the game, and the Jaguars fall two straight games. Then they get to go home, host the Minnesota Vikings, who have a very talented roster. Very talented. But
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Questions at quarterback, right? They took J.J. McCarthy. Is Sam Darnold going to be starting at that point in the season? I would have to assume J.J. McCarthy is starting by week 10. That's kind of how I view it. Either way, I think that the Jaguars are going to be able to win that football game because they're going to have the much better quarterback situation, and it's going to be in Jacksonville. Week 11 at Detroit Lions. That's a complete team. You're away from home. That's a tough one. So the Jaguars drop 3 of 4 games. They are 6-5 at the bye week in week 12. They host the Texans after the bye in Jacksonville. Jags need this one to kind of keep afloat. They don't want to fall to 6-6. They get the win over the Texans in Jack. So the Jaguars, they beat the Texans in Houston last year. They lost in Jacksonville. I have that flipping this year. And I think the Texans, after an extremely hot start, fall back to earth a little bit. And they kind of have to start battling through it as well. And then at Titans, I have this as a W, another big divisional game for the Jaguars. They need it again to keep afloat. I don't believe really in Will Levis, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe in the right side of the offensive line for the Tennessee Titans. And I think losing Mike Vrabel and Derrick Henry negates all the positive additions they made this offseason, to where I just don't think that they're going to be a super competitive football team, to be quite honest. I don't. I think that Mike Vrabel and Derrick Henry were the identity of the Tennessee Titans, as was A.J. Brown, who's now long gone, and they're gone. I think it's going to be a tough transition year for the Tennessee Titans in 2024. The Jets, I have this one as a loss, but I could easily see it going either way. It's in Jacksonville. This will depend on the health for the Jets, right? They're an older team. They're a very injured team. Aaron Rodgers has the Achilles. You're protecting him with some injured guys, but I did love that they brought in Olufashanu in the first round to refortify that offensive line and make sure that there's no cracks up front. So I have the Jets winning that football game. I think it could be a Jags win. It's really going to come down to the Jets' health, in my opinion, but I'm stupidly betting on the Jets to stay healthy enough to be a real threat late in the season. Then week 16 at Raiders. I have this as a win for the Jaguars, a West Coast trip. The Raiders roster, it just still needs work, in my opinion. They have some stars. They've done some nice things on that football team. I think that they feel good about where they're at. But Gardner Minshew is your number one plan at quarterback. You also have Aiden O'Connell. I think the Jaguars beat Gardner Minshew in Las Vegas. Week 17, the Titans in Jacksonville. I have this as a W. The Jaguars get a clean sweep of the Titans for the reasons I said before. I just don't buy it. I'm not buying into the Titans this year. You know, losing Mike Vrabel, losing Derrick Henry, losing their identity. I think that they have a chance to build something here in Tennessee, but I need to see it from Will Levis to believe it. I need to see it from that offensive line to believe it. We'll see how it goes. Week 18, I have the Jaguars at Colts, losing this football game. The Jaguars need this one for a chance to win the division, but they don't get it. So they fall to 10-7. They earn a wild card berth as like a 6 or 7 seed in the AFC. So, you know, you make the playoffs. It doesn't feel the best because it's an up and down season. A team that generally handles business when they should. They fight through some adversity better than they did in 2023. Thanks to some of these veteran additions. Thanks to Ryan Nielsen as the defensive coordinator. They get a little bit more injury luck than they had in 2023. They go 4-2 in the division. They win against rookie quarterbacks. That's really what gets them into the playoffs, right? 3 wins against rookie quarterbacks, 4 wins in the division. Outside of that, outside of those rookie quarterback wins and the division wins, they go 3-5, right? So ultimately, I think an average secondary, a lack of edge depth, and an improved but still not great offensive line holds the Jaguars back. And the fact that you're relying on Brian Thomas Jr., who I think is going to bring a lot of fun, a lot of big playability, but he's not going to be as consistent as some of the other top receiving targets in the league. Christian Kirk is going to have a good year. Evan Ingram is going to have a good year. I think Gabe Davis will have a nice role for the Jaguars. But overall, I just don't think they have enough pieces to really step into a category of being one of the best teams in the league. I think they're a fringe playoff team. I think they make it by the skin of their teeth again because they know how to handle the Tennessee Titans this upcoming season, and they know how to handle rookie quarterbacks. Still, a playoff berth and a chance to compete is a step in the right direction. Keep Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson employed. I think that Trevor Lawrence has a very good year. I do. I think that he's going to have an excellent year, but I still think the Jaguars are going to have to prove that they can score in the red zone, score a lot once they get past the 50. But I think Trevor Lawrence is going to put up some nice numbers this year. I think he's going to clean up the fumbles. I think they're going to make the playoffs. We will wait to see what happens and predict what happens in the playoffs once they actually get there. Going to wait a little further down the road to kind of take a look at the playoff picture. But as of right now, I have the Jaguars being a slightly improved team, a team that wins some games that they should, takes care of business against some teams that they should, and falls to some good teams on this schedule, specifically in the NFC North, right? And against the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson's return to Philly. We will see how it all plays out. Would love to know what y'all think. Drop your comments in the comment section below. Let me know what your record prediction is again. I have them at 10-7. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube to support the channel even further. Y'all have a good one.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.